Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
And it's the show within the show here on Dukes of Bell. Mike Bell and friends, everybody. Live from the Ticketmaster Studio with Bo Morgan in today. Day-Day's here. He's going to give us some of that yeah man, no man. Waiting on Coach Raheem Morris. They're practicing right over our shoulder. There's a wall between us and them, but they're over there. Falcons are putting the work in, trying to get ready for a Seahawks team, which has a very rugged front seven. They're going to try to get after Kirk Cousins. Can we establish the run? Drake's probably not going to play. He's day-to-day. We're trying to read the tea leaves. But that wide receiver core. Matter of fact, let's play some audio of Coach Ra while we wait for Coach Ra for Oren back at the ranch talking about the wide receivers because they brought some guys in to work them out. And, again, kind of a byproduct of this receiver core just not really getting it done. Let's go to cut 10 for those keeping score at home.
Never talk about this, but his injury. I mean, who are we kidding, right? You know, Mooney got hurt the first day of camp. Drake's out now. Obviously, Ray's no longer with us, but all those things happen, and you got to keep moving. You got to keep going. But nobody ever make excuse about those things, but, you know, we're not as healthy as we were last year.
That's it. I mean, nobody can do what Drake does on this team. You know, it's funny. When we signed Mooney, I remember with Carl, I was like, who? And that's why Carl always goes, hello, Darnell. I'm like, you know, what's up, Darnell? Because I was like, who the hell is Darnell Mooney? And I went back, and I looked at he had a 1,000-yard season with Chicago, but he missed a lot of games, and he was inconsistent. And unfortunately, he doesn't change his stripes. We like Darnell. He's a serious guy, you know. But unfortunately, the play, it all started, Bo, with that injury the first day of contact in practice. Landed on his shoulder. Yeah. And then we later found out it was like a hairline fracture in his clavicle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's never felt like – I even go back to when Penix stepped in. And from the moment that Penix has been the quarterback, and I'm not blaming Michael because I don't believe that they're necessarily tied at this. It's a coincidence, I guess. But Darnell hasn't been as good as he was the first however many games that quit, 13 games or 12 games that Kirk started, right? You know, the thing, if you want to be critical of Zach, here's where I'll be critical of Zach. I need more routes with guys like Darnell Mooney running away from people and or – any way to get him yak. Darnell Mooney, if you go back and watch his tape with Chicago, or just, I say tape, I'm gonna even dumb it down, not dumb it down, but to simplify, just watch the highlights. There's so many yak plays that he was good at. Yeah, he can beat you over the top. He was really good in yak. That's probably the most frustrating thing for me about Darnell Mooney this year is that, hey, you, Zach, get him going with some of that stuff. The one thing I would say is there's not enough, you know, running away from players' routes to help kind of open these guys up, right?
Well, do you think, like the Buffalo game, Penix threw two balls right into the hands of Buffalo defenders. They dropped it. And there's almost, and this is just me as a fan, and then it seemed like we got away from stuff in the middle of the field. And that's when I was talking about this with Steve Weiss, and he's like, man, it's like we're like a perimeter shooting offense. There's like nothing in the paint. There was nothing between the hash marks for like seemingly 2 weeks. And that's why I criticize Zach the way I do, because I just felt, man, slants, especially in the game against the Colts, quick hits, boom, boom, get the ball out. That's what I need to see. I thought, and that helps Penix.
Can I play devil's advocate? Wait, just like so we can have the conversation. I'm not saying I believe this. I just want to be that other, sure, that other voice. Okay, well, you know, we talked about earlier that a coach has got to identify what a guy can and can't do and try to use that to your benefit, right, just like you're exploiting the other side of the ball, right? The other guy that's actually out there trying to earn a living too. If I can't trust you to throw across the middle, you're not throwing across the middle. You know, now is it, you can't just quit it though, Mike. It's just like going under center. You can't just quit it. I understand that. I think you've got to force a little bit, but you are going to, you know, rein it in a little bit because I can't have you turning the football over. Somebody's going to catch him eventually.
That's, and the thing also, you know, we've talked about, you know, you drafted Penix. I said this a few years ago, a few people in the organization get very upset with me. I felt there's a disconnect sometimes from the personnel department and what we're doing on the field, how we use these guys. And I thought, you know, if Ra wanted Kirk, and that was what I heard from D-Led, you know, and the general manager, we talked to Terry here that after the day of the draft, and he fell in love with Michael Penix Jr., and they thought he was they're never going to have a chance to be that high in the draft, you know, famous last words, and pick that kind of talent. Well, then you get a guy that he can't do some of the things which we're expecting an NFL quarterback to do. I mean, Bo Nix is better qualified for what Zach's trying to do. Remember when Shanahan came here, took Matt Ryan complete. Matt used to come on the show and say, man, I got to start taping my ankles because Shanahan's got him doing these design boots, all the staples of the Shanahan offense, and got Matt out of his comfort zone. And by 16, he's the freaking MVP.
Okay.
I mean, how much can you press Penix as a rookie, I guess, is the question.
Well, and I think that's why the plan was 2 years of Kirk, and then we reevaluate, right? And I'll say this. So let's play this game where we say that, you know what, the team kind of played it nice with Kirk, and I don't know this. And I'm literally spitballing this. I just want to have the conversation. I think it's fun to have different sides of the conversation. Right. Well, if we all believe what Kirk said at the Super Bowl, oh, I was injured and blah, 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 and okay. Well, if you told me you weren't, and then you told me you were, and look, they don't give these guys physicals every time they come off the practice field. You got to a player has to tell you, you know, that they're injured.
And a star player, a veteran, I heard Stake argue this at the time last year, is not going to do anything to take him off the field.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. But if this big picture franchise, just mid thought, if you don't draft Penix Jr. and you have a journeyman backup who's capable of starting for a week or two, then Cousins doesn't maybe pull this.
Possibly, maybe, yeah. I mean,
it's almost like you put yourself into this.
Okay,
opera.
Yeah. So, but what is Ross supposed to do? Oh, hey. Guy that lied to me that I can't trust, I'm going to throw you back out there, and now you're going to play. I'm going to make you the starter. No, so you can't be mad at Raheem for saying, well, now I'm going to go with Penix. Plus, Penix looked really freaking good at the end of the year, okay?
The Washington game, I thought he looked better in the Washington game than any other game, maybe say for Buffalo.
Well, I would actually – I think the Carolina game.
Okay, that's what the defense let us down. True for 300 yards.
Because I you could argue – that all the time management, I know you guys had the conversation in the Washington game, if Penix makes two throws, you win the football game. He misses Drake in the first half, at the end of the first half, in that Washington game, in the end zone in front of us, in that corner that we're in Washington. He overthrows him, and the play that everyone talks about, that he should have taken a timeout, but he didn't, he has Mooney on the sideline route, the bench route, whatever you want to call it, and he misses him. If he's accurate on that throw, you win the football game. So you could argue a little bit there, but the league catches up with you. Now Penix has to evolve. Is it coaching? Is it Michael? You could say it's both. I you know, that's where we have to spitball it and try to figure it out. But it's,
and we got to wait. Now, that's the thing. The worst, and that's why when I said earlier about, you know, hearing from Arthur, and just as a fan, you know, give me something to hang my hat on, because there's so many. They got the giant question mark, because the worst place you want to be, not having a first pick, not having a quarterback, the veterans, if you don't bring Cousins back, it's a rogues gallery of guys like Russell Wilson, Garoppolo. You know, there's not a lot of, like, exciting, compelling names out there as a stopgap.
Deshaun Watson
is going to – by the way, active, not activated. Practicing, not sure. I guess Cleveland's overpaying. We might as well get him out there on the field to throw some footballs around. But, yeah, Deshaun Watson, who Arthur, of course, wanted 3 years ago.
Dude, that was
– 4 years ago. Check that.
I almost made Mike Johnson jump out of the ninth floor the other day, because I was just joking around, but I was like, I mean, I'm joking, but if they cut him, you know, would you risk 3 to 4 games if you needed him?
I mean, again,
I don't want it, but I'm just saying.
If that money, again, if the contract, the guaranteed portion, that's Cleveland's, you know, situation. That's not our situation or anybody else's. But I can't even imagine what people would think his his brand or valuation is now, but hey, beggars may not be able to be choosers. Squidbilly, Bo Morgan's in for Carl today, live at Falcons, waiting on Coach Raheem Morris. This hour of the show brought to you by Priority Men's Medical Center. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. It is National Signing Day, part one. We got a lot of news on the Georgia Bulldogs. The big story, of course, yesterday was what happened with Curtis up there in Nashville. And basically, you know, I presume that Kirby didn't get blindsided, as Bo said earlier, not that Kirby would tell you anyway, but that was the one quarterback all the eggs were in the basket with, and now he's going to be at Vandy. We'll talk to Rusty Manziel about that later. Georgia did get the number one kicker, the number one punter. So as they said in Dog Nation, Kirby's special teams will remain elite. And now the big question, we'll talk more about this with Wes and the College Football Playoff Committee. How are they going to get past not having Drew Bobo out there for, again, rugged defensive line for Bama, one of the best nose tackles in football. And I know Connor Riley yesterday says he likes Bama in the SEC championship.
Well, I mean, this, all you got to do is go with what you've seen the last few times, right? Kalen DeBoer, for all the nonsense that he's been surrounded by since, you know, stepping into the impossible situation that he's been tasked with, financially compensated for it. But he's a 2-0 against Kirby Smart, who is the best college football coach right now coaching. And that's pretty good. Look, DeBoer has got a quarterback right now in Ty Simpson's been the best quarterback all year. Now, Julian Sand's been great.
Right. But how about the confidence to go for it on that fourth down at Jordan Hare?
He made, Mike, the two throws that Ty Simpson makes in that end zone against Auburn, the first one where he puts it on the back line, unbelievable throw and catch. But then you look at the throw on fourth down, he threaded a needle.
Oh, you know what? What if Mike Tomlin winds up as the coach of Penn State next year? Right now, Penn State's got nobody. I mentioned this in the tease. Mike Tomlin was asked about fans booing up in Pittsburgh. He goes, in general, I agree with him. From this football perspective, Carl does the better Tomlin impression. Football is our game. We're in a sport entertainment business. So if you root for the Steelers, entertaining them is winning. If you're not winning, it's not entertaining.
Go pull the stats. Before this year, Mike McCarthy, I put it in the offseason, Mike McCarthy and Mike Tomlin are almost the same amount of wins, the same amount of playoff appearances, the same amount of Super Bowl wins, and guess what? Mike Tomlin hasn't won a playoff game since Big Ben was his quarterback.
Yeah, and that goes back to Colbert. That general manager kind of did not have a succession plan. Omar Khan, I don't think, is all that great, and if we're honest, the general manager, and that's above Mike's pay grade. I'm a big Tomlin fan. If we have a coach opening, I take Tomlin here in a heartbeat because I think he sets a culture. I think he sets some of the things which maybe we need here. But either way, Tomlin, man, I mean, our buddy Arthur Smith calling the plays, and
yeah.
Nothing with the Steelers passes the eye test right now.
Just don't bring Artie with you, because I think Falcons fans have seen that. I'd take Tomlin, too. I'm not saying I wouldn't. I'd take either one of the guys we just mentioned, because they bring success.
I like Tomlin. I think most of our audience is a fan, but right now the Steelers, I put it above him. You haven't stopped.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Lock the quarterback position properly. You got a lot of mistakes, and you're aging out. That team's getting old, too. You missed your window. He's like Marvin Lewis now, unfortunately, with that team, the way Marvin Lewis was all those years in the Bengals.
So you're saying the Steelers almost had the same problem you think we have, where the front office and the coach are not working together.
I think that's where you – thank you. You got it. Hey, man, we got to catch a break. We'll come back. Hopefully, coach will be ready to rock live from Falcons. Otherwise, Day-Day is going to entertain you with Yeah, Man, No Man.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.